This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New York City started enforcing some tough new rules on short-term rentals this week. Think Airbnb and Vrbo and the like. The new law, that is, beefs up the regulations for anybody hosting a short-term rental in New York. They'll have to register their listings with the city. They'll have to stay on site during each booking, and they'll have to keep the entire apartment or house accessible to guests. Airbnb says it's a de facto ban. The city says short-term rentals like Airbnb reduce available long-term housing, and less rental supply, of course, means higher rates. Except the link between the amount of short-term rentals in any given market and housing affordability is not exactly clear, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
A few years ago, Davide Preserpio, a marketing professor at USC, looked into how an increase in short-term rental listings can affect housing costs overall.
We basically look at most of the United States and try to link the growth in Airbnb listings with both house prices and rental rates.
Preserpio and his co-authors found that, yes, there is a relationship between an increase in Airbnb listings and rising rents.
Basically, we find that Airbnb contributes to a fifth of the actual rent growth in a zip code in a year.
But the only way that an increase in short-term rentals might reduce the supply of longer-term housing
is if someone is taking a unit off the long-term rental market and running it purely as an Airbnb.
That's Arun Sundararajan, a professor at New York University and the author of The Sharing Economy. He says in many cases, especially in New York City, listings on sites like Airbnb are posted by people who live in the same unit.
They're just renting it out on the side during the days that they're not there, or they're renting out a spare room.
Sundararajan says cracking down on short-term rentals like that might not have a big impact on the supply of long-term rental units.
Because it's not like there's some special stock of housing that is running exclusively on Airbnb that will suddenly be released to the market.
Sundararajan says if cities want some other ways to increase the supply of long-term rental housing, all those empty commercial offices would be one place to start. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.